Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. From the Arts Desk, coming up on Thursday, the Muncie Symphony Orchestra presents Video Games Live. They say it's an immersive event created by the game industry featuring the most popular video games music performed by the orchestra and a choir, combined with synchronized lighting, video, live action, and audience interactivity. Next Friday, after hours at Minnetrista, Boards and Blends. And next Saturday, they have the Indoor Farmers Market. Also Friday, Muncie Civic Theater has the Phantom Toll Booth. And Saturday the 20th, Anderson's Paramount Theater hosts the Slick Music Studio Open Jam. And Marion Civic Theater has Hallelujah Girls opening April 10th. Anderson University is presenting Lincoln, the Constitution and the Civil War. It's a traveling exhibition headed to Nicholson Library with an opening reception and event on March 27th. And March 29th, the Honeywell Center in Wabash has the Buddy Holly Story. Okay, so our new best buddy lives on the southeast side of Muncie. She has lived in the same house since Franklin Roosevelt was president. The year that Edith Pittenger moved to Muncie, Babe Ruth signed a baseball contract for the grand sum of $34,000. Edith is an amazing person. Last year, she took a few laps around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at 180 miles an hour with Mario Andretti. And that wasn't the first time. At age 96, she took a ride with Ari Leyendyke. When she's not making news for turning laps at Indy, Edith is remembered as the former college secretary who started the Ball State Federal Credit Union from a desk drawer. Edith has a lot of spirit, starting from a childhood in the shadow of the state prison just outside Pendleton.
I grew up next to the reformatory at Pendleton. And my family had a golf course and a summer resort. The golf course adjoined the walls of the reformatory.
Were you ever worried about people getting out of the prison?
I was never alone. I had never been alone until my sister-in-law died here in 83.
Can we tell people your age?
I'm 103 now.
You're 103 years old.
I'm 103 years old.
How do you live to be 103?
The man upstairs is the one that controls that.
Do you watch what you eat, hold down the smoking, that kind of thing?
I never smoked. I don't drink.
So what was Indiana like in those days? Because you would have been a young girl before the First World War.
Oh, yes. I was standing on the streets in Pendleton, welcoming soldiers home from World War I. I remember that.
Tell me about that day.
That was in 1918, of course. I was 6 years old at that time.
There was a big flu epidemic then.
Yes, I had the flu, but I was one of the few that survived it at that time. And I had two good friends that the flu took. At the same time, I well remember that, being in bed for a long time.
You almost got it from the flu. And when you lived out by the Pendleton Reformatory, that must have been out in the middle of the country.
Well, it was in the country at that time. But back then, things were safe. I could walk in town, which was a mile, and walk down the railroad track. You can't do that anymore.
And so there came a time when you were living in Muncie.
After I graduated from Ball State, I taught for a year in Pendleton and taught Latin and business ed, and then was married and came to Muncie to live.
I'm trying to think of my Latin. All of Gaul is divided into three parts?
Omnia Gallia inter tres partes est.
Caesar's Commentaries. Do you remember about what year that... What?
I graduated from Ball State in 1933, and I taught in Pendleton from 33 to 34.
So the Great Depression was going on then.
And somehow the Depression didn't really affect us much at Pendleton because my father had a farm before it became a golf course, and we had our own supplies. I well remember the starvation that went on at that time. It was a bad time.
You could kind of see it was tough times.
Yeah, it was rough times. My father had a dairy also, so we really had milk, and he delivered milk around that area.
So there you were in the early 1930s.
My husband was from Muncie, really from Selma. I double-dated with him when I was a student at Ball State.
What was Ball State like in those days, in the 1930s?
I was there when it was changed from the normal school to Ball State Teachers College.
What did the students do in the 1930s for fun?
Can't remember the name of the dance that we did back then.
Not the Charleston.
Charleston, yes, the Charleston. I was pretty good at that.
And they had dances on campus?
Oh, yes, we had dances.
There wasn't any alcohol, though, right?
And not for me, but there was.
The statute of limitations, you're okay.
Yes.
What did the students do when they weren't studying? What did they do for fun in those days?
That was most of our entertainment, I guess, was going to dances. There were sorority and fraternity both had.
What was Muncie like? A different kind of city in those days, right?
Yes, where I live now was in the country at that time.
Tell me what happened after you were teaching in Pendleton and then you moved to Muncie.
I got married while I was teaching, and married teachers were not allowed to teach.
You could be a teacher, but you couldn't be a married teacher.
Right.
Okay. Different times.
So didn't know then. Nobody knew that until in June of that year, and then I moved to Muncie.
What did your husband do for a living?
He worked at the hospital as an aide.
So there you were in Muncie. You've lived in this house, kind of on the south side of Muncie, since 1934?
Right, since 1934.
I think you get the longevity award. I think... So there came a time when you started the Ball State Credit Union.
With five other people. President Ammons allowed us to start the credit union because back then... incoming teachers were not trusted enough. The board had to get their credentials approved, and it took time. That's how I became involved. The director of placement went to see President Emmons to see if we could start a credit union. He approved, and we started it, and it grew fast. Mostly because it took too long for incoming faculty to get a loan at that time.
So there was an advantage for people working with the credit union as opposed to the banks at that time.
It was easier to get most any kind of loan. Most incoming faculty just needed help for a short time, year, maybe three.
Somebody told me that initially this started very small, right?
I kept the records in my desk for the first 3 years of the credit union, and then we had an office with a manager, but I still was in charge for many years.
Edith Pittenger, who founded the Ball State Credit Union, with some help, naturally. More about that and her plans with Mario Andretti this spring.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Did you ever see the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
That's been a long time ago.
Do you remember what that movie was about? The family that had, they had a business. It was a small bank. And everybody told Jimmy Stewart, hey, you know, you helped me get this house. You were close to your customers. I mean,
I knew everybody on campus and used to run around all over campus to any of the buildings. My boss was very lenient with what I was to do.
What was your job?
A secretary in the business office and then administrative assistant to the business manager.
And so you started up the credit union kind of in your spare time.
It was in my desk drawer for at least the first 3 years before we moved to a house.
Tell me about those days. Did you realize what a business this would turn into be?
No, I never would have thought it would become what it is. I was on the board until in the 80s.
The credit union helped a lot of people.
Yes, it did back then, because most of the incoming faculty had just graduated from all of their education and needed help immediately. That was the problem.
So you're kind of an adventurer. You're a person who's not afraid. You're laughing. Well, anybody who goes in a race car with Mario Andretti.
I'm going with Mario Andretti. He says he'll take me as long as I want to jump out.
So you may go this May?
Well, I'm already promised to go. They're scheduling the date before the races start practicing.
Now, that's the two-seat IRL car, and there are these handles, and you sit there, and the car is speeding down the straightaway, and here comes the turn, and you're headed right toward the turn, and then what happens?
Just fun.
Don't you wonder if you're going to hit the wall, because that's what you're headed toward?
He's not going to hit the wall. He's driving.
No, he's not. That's right. You're in good hands there, right?
Right.
You wouldn't go in the car if I was driving it, though.
No.
I think you went parasailing one time.
Oh, yes. I love to parasail. That's great.
Now, that's where the boat is pulling the parachute, and you're hanging beneath it?
Right. And then in the Gulf of Mexico is where I went parasailing. I've done that. I'm ready to do it again off of the Florida coast. But they dip you down. They'll dip you down into the water and take you back up again.
It was pretty fun, huh?
Oh, yes. That's great.
How old were you when you did that? Were you 100 years old? Did somebody tell me that?
Oh, yes. I did that at 100. That was easy. All my kids were watching.
What did they say?
They don't believe me.
Tell me about the decision that led to this. Were you down on the beach and you thought, hey, that looks like fun?
Well, that's right. I thought that would be fun, and I was not afraid of it.
Good for you. So have you always been that way? You started a credit union when you were a secretary at Ball State.
I was trying to think of some of the crazy things I did when I was a kid. I took my little brother when I was 6 years old. My cousin and I took my little brother, and he was two, out to the barn up two flights of stairs and on the crossbeam that went from one side of the barn to the other. And my mother, I don't know how she survived. She came out and found us sitting up there on this crossbeam.
That's pretty high up, too.
She had to talk us down, watched while we led our little brother back across the crossbeam.
That's two stories up in the air. He kind of would have hurt himself.
Right. I don't know how she survived.
Is that where your adventurous spirit comes from, the fact that you learned to take care of yourself at an early age?
I suppose so. I don't know anybody that's done the crazy things that I have.
So you must have a philosophy of life. You know, people say, well, you only go around once and...
Just enjoy life while you can. I'm having fun.
You really are having fun. Did you ever have to, like, reassure your husband, hey, it's okay, we're going to be all right?
He was not adventurous, and he didn't like to travel. He was from small town, moved into Muncie. We got along well, but I did things that he wouldn't have done. I've been about every place I can think of in the United States, and I've been to France, England, Ireland. I particularly like Ireland.
Ireland. Mm-hmm. So you were born in McCarty?
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Yes.
Are you going to be behaving yourself?
Oh, I think so. I try. Well, I can't do much else anymore.
Did you used to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Did you go out and kick up your heels? No. You're kind of a proper teacher and a financial officer. Although one who gets in a race car at the Indianapolis 500. Is there a favorite place that you've been to?
And I've been to Alaska, and I like that. I've been to Alaska twice. And we went way up in the mountains in Alaska, way high.
As you look back on it all, is there a place you'd like to go if you could buy a ticket and go tomorrow?
Probably back to Ireland if I really wanted to go someplace a long way away.
What was that trip like? Tell me about that. When did you go? What did you do? Did you go to kiss the Barney Stone?
I saw the Barney Stone, but I don't think I kissed it.
Edith Pittenger, founder of the Ball State Federal Credit Union. She's 103 years old and hoping in a couple of months to make her third trip around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in a 2-seat IRL car. Last year, she rode with Mario Andretti.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
You're 103 years old. Did you think that you'd get to be a centenarian?
I know none of my family have ever lived this long.
Well, there's an expression, young at heart. Do you believe in that?
Yes, I do. I think you've got to keep up to date with what's going on.
And you really do. You have a computer here in your front room.
People think they're afraid of the computer. It's not that difficult.
Is there anything that you've always wanted to do that you haven't had a chance to, parachute from an airplane?
I've done it.
You've done that? That takes a lot of courage, I would think. You're awful high up, right? And you get out. You had your own parachute?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't the ground look awful far away? And so here's this airplane going up in the air. And they said it's almost time.
It was already up there, way up there.
It was way up there. Mm-hmm. And the ground is way down there.
It's fun.
You say that about so many things. The race car's headed toward the wall.
I've really had lots and lots of fun things.
You have. But a lot of people don't do that. What's the difference between them and you?
No, that I can't say.
Did your girlfriends ever go? Did your husband ever say, "Whoa, what are you doing here?"
He thought I was crazy. I'm sure.
Is this something you learned from your mom or your dad, or what made you such an adventurer?
I think they'd like to know that.
So in May, when the track opens, you may get back into a race car with Mario Andretti again.
If I'm still alive, yes, I'm going to. He's already getting it scheduled.
Well, that is fun, isn't it?
Oh, that's fun.
Go ahead.
They don't slow down around the curves either.
No, they don't. The car is streaking down the straightaway. You're at the Indianapolis 500, and here comes a turn, and there's a wall, and you're headed right toward the wall. Then what happens?
Mario just drives. He's not going to injure himself.
That does sound like fun. You've got me ready to go. So is there anything else, though? There's nothing that you want to do?
They'll go that fast.
What's that?
They don't take other people that fast.
Well, it's still 180 miles an hour. That's fast enough.
They don't go that fast.
They don't? I thought he went 180.
For me, he does.
Oh.
But the driver, Mario, does not do that ordinarily. He only takes piece special.
Oh.
He has his own car.
Oh, okay.
So the people who are waiting there to go do not go around that fast.
I think they only go 160 or 170.
I don't think they go that fast.
I don't know.
I did that once, and it wasn't any fun.
So no other adventures planned? Any cruises or hiking the Pyrenees?
What am I going to do? I doubt that I'll do any more very far traveling. At my age, I don't want to get too far away from my own doctor.
Sure. Are you in good health now? You feeling pretty good?
Yes, I'm really good for the shape I'm in.
Yeah, you look like it. Your eyes are crystal clear, and you're really smart and on top of everything. That's not bad.
I'm just happy with life.
Were you a singer? Did you ever sing?
No.
No? That's a pretty emphatic no. Really? No?
I played piano. I took classical music at in Indianapolis, took lessons for a long time.
What was your favorite?
I used to play classical music.
Can you think of a song that you danced the Charleston to?
Oh, my. I can do that.
Here, we're looking at a YouTube video of people dancing to Charleston. You can do that?
Sure. Oh, there, that one. That's a good one. I can do that. Makes me want to go. Those were great days. Great days.
Is that right? Tell me about that a little bit.
We'd have big dances at the high school, but not that kind. that kind. We danced in the restroom.
The girls would practice their dancing in the restroom, right? Did the teachers ever walk in and say, what's going on here?
No.
I never got caught. But did you have any kind of dances at the high school when you were a kid?
No, our principal would not allow dancing.
How about at Ball State? Did they have dances for the students?
Yes, they did have them. But I was a student then, and I was seriously a student working at the library and taking a full course.
All right. So any final thoughts? What advice do you have for the young people today?
Stay young.
And how should they go about doing that? Make every day count, that kind of thing? Eat your vegetables?
Stay on your feet as long as you can.
Sometimes people say we worry too much.
Well, it's going to happen anyway, so why worry about it?
All right. Well, here's to a good spring. Be safe in that race car now. And no more jumping out of airplanes, all right?
Can you? I don't think I'll do that again. Okay. But I'm going to. Mario says he'll take me as long as I want to go.
Well, have fun. I know you will.
Okay.
The little old lady from Pasadena. Pretty little flower bed of white gardenias.
Edith Pittenger. She grew up in Pendleton, worked at Ball State, helped start the Ball State Federal Credit Union, operating the business at first out of a desk drawer, and, as you heard, an admirable love of life. As a teenager back in the late 1920s, she used to drive her dad's car with her friends hanging onto the running boards. She parachuted, has made a couple of trips in those demonstration two-seat race cars at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and she's planning to go again in a couple of months. Life in the fast lane, you might say. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
I was there when it was changed from the normal school to Ball State Teachers College.
What did the students do in the 1930s for fun?
Can't remember the name of the dance that we did back then.
Not the Charleston.
Charleston, yes, the Charleston. I was pretty good at that.
And they had dances on campus?
Oh, yes. We had dances.
There wasn't any alcohol, though, right?
And not for me, but there was.
The statute of limitations. You're okay.
Yes.
What did the students do when they weren't studying? What did they do for fun in those days?
That was most of our entertainment, I guess, was going to dances. There were sorority and fraternity both.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.